at meetings like this more readily. So that's what we all have in common at a meeting like this. So you can relax and be comfortable knowing that you're in a room of same-faced people, like-minded people, which is not the case everywhere we go. So it has to be relished, it has to be enjoyed, it has to be understood that that's a special time when you get to be with people who are of the same mind as you. So, starting now, enjoy it. So there's not a big difference between that face and all the other faces. Every face is really seeking. But some people are a little further down the road, no matter if you're young or if you're old. Some people have gotten more, for whatever reason, more sensitive to what's possible. And those are the kind of folks that show up at a place like this, so that's you. But everybody is heading down that same road, even if they're in corporate America or McDonald's or passed out on the curb. Because everybody has some kind of inner urge. And it gets experienced a thousand and one ways. Some people experience it as they want to get rich, they want money. In our culture, that's the most common. But really, the greed for money, the desire for money, the desire for fame, the desire for power, the desire for material stuff, better this, bigger that, it's all traceable to the same root, and that's that urge. And that urge in its real form is the urge for, there's 101 words for it, for truth, for reality, for God, for self-realization. You choose whatever word fits best for you. So don't ever think that people in an ashram or people meditating in a cave somewhere are somehow superior to somebody who's trying to get a Lexus or trying to advance to a better job. They're just in different stages of trying to find the truth. So don't be fooled by those who are in a remedial stage. They want the truth the same as you. They're just a little more confused than you might be, or a little less sensitive, or whatever. And if nothing else, everybody experiences it as the urge to happiness. Everybody wants to find the way to be happy. And the odd thing is, most of us have already at some point read some book or heard some talk or somewhere have heard the real basic methods for getting there. But we don't realize that we've already been given the key. It's very odd. It's very odd how human beings are. You know, if you've read a lot and if you've connected with a bunch of people, by the time you're maybe 35, you've probably been given most of the keys to all this spiritual stuff. But somehow we don't get it. It doesn't compute. We don't hear it, or we don't hear it right, or whatever. So raise your hand if you want the key to happiness.